Good morning. My name is Morgan Mastronardi, and I am a member here at the University United Methodist Church. And whatever brings you here, whether it's custom, crisis, or curiosity, know that you are welcome here. God is ready and waiting for you, and may you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. So I especially want to welcome any newcomers, and I hope that our welcome team has found you to welcome you, and there are little welcome pamphlets in the back of the sanctuary. Then I also have the yellow slip here if you could fill out your information or if your address has changed, and on the other side is the prayer request. You can fill this out and give it to our ushers during prayer time. So our worship order will be abbreviated in the bulletin that you should have received, and it will also be up on the screen in front of us. Restrooms are located through this door, and then the gathering room after service for conversation or coffee. I just want to remind everyone about the safe sanctuary policy, so children should always be accompanied by an adult. And during the summer, we have had a hymn sing at the beginning of the service each week. Today, the whole service is a hymn sing, and the hymns were chosen for you, by you. So we circulated forms each of the last few weeks to let you identify your favorite hymns and to mention why this hymn was special to you. So Marjorie Carter loves Morning Has Broken because it describes how she feels every morning. If you know Marjorie, you know this to be true. So please stand in body or spirit and join me in the song.
Good morning. How are you? Please be seated. I'm Pastor Alicia. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church, and I would like to send a warm welcome to each and every one of you today. I love the image of a beautiful garden springing up from Jesus' footsteps. Don't you know people like that? Your day just brightens when you see them. Jesus brightens my every day when I see him in the faces of those I meet and feel his comfort as I face life challenges. We want to plant gardens of joy in your life and in the lives of all those we connect with during the week. So I will be leading the service, this Hymn Sing Sunday, along with Jeannie Finlayson-Schuler, who is the Chair of Reconciling Ministries. She is in charge of child care. She is one of our Sunday school teachers. She sings in the choir, and as we'd like to say, all other duties assigned. So she's been very busy already this morning. Our organist today is, every day, is Dennis Triggs, and we should mention him because he is going to be working really hard today with all of our hymns today. I'm very excited. This is Labor Day weekend, and we want to take a moment to join in this recognition of the labor movement that was such a force in forming our culture. We remember those who lost their lives and their livelihoods fighting for a humane life for all workers. We know that these protections are eroding, and days off for some are a thing of the past. We created our Thursday evening worship service specifically because we learned that 30% of Syracuse works on Sundays. Last week we heard about John Wesley and the founder of the Methodist of Methodism's commitment to social holiness. We believe that church is something we do together in social relationship with one another. So if one of the hymns we sing today sparks a memory for you or anything else, just feel free to share that feeling with your neighbor. Church doesn't have to be a place where I do all the talking. Today, many of the regular parts of the liturgy will be filled with a song that fits that part of the service. So unless we direct you to stand in body or spirit, please remain seated as we sing. I'm hoping you'll find this a joyful way to end our summer worship.
Good morning. As she said, I'm Jeannie from Leysen Schuler. I just wanted to point out this mini stole that I'm wearing. This is the one that we got at the Reconciling Ministries Network convocation. So Kelly and Lynn and Ted and I are wearing it. So if you have any further questions about the fundraiser that we're doing, please approach anybody with this stole on. So the call to worship usually praises God and God's creation. Today we will sing a verse from three different hymns of praise to God and God's world as we open worship. Tom Bowl remembers the hymn, All Creatures of Our God and King, because it was his confirmation class hymn. His mom died 3 months before his confirmation, so it is linked to memories of her. Please stand and sing with me, All Creatures of Our God and King. Ellen Gale cherishes the hymn, Ferris, Lord Jesus, because it was one of her father's favorite hymns. She remembers singing it every year at Silver Lake Church Camp. Please join me in Ferris, Lord Jesus. This is the last one. Mike Rota likes the hymn, How Great Thou Art, because of its universal message and because it shows God's presence in stormy times. Please join me.
See the stars.
Grace abounds. Grace-filled people surround you. Take a moment and share the love of Christ with each other with a handshake, a fist bump, a high five, or any other hand movement. Please be seated.
Peace be with you, everyone. Let us find our seats so we can continue in worship.
Ta-da. Huh? Yeah, no. All right, we're getting there. I'm going to have to use my teacher voice. Thank you. When Melissa Faley is hiking and enjoying the beauty of her surroundings, the hymn, "For the Beauty of the Earth," inevitably pops into her head. Let's sing this together as the children come up front with Pastor Alicia for children's time.
Everyone, how are you today? So I am wondering how music might make you feel. Does music make you feel happy, sad? Does it bring you closer to God? Yes.
Enjoying.
You enjoy it? Is that what you mean? Yes. What else?
It makes you dance.
Go ahead.
It makes you dance.
It makes you want to dance, yes. How about in Vacation Bible School when you had those fun songs about connecting with God? What happened during those songs? Now, you were singing and dancing there, so did you feel connected? Yes? Did you have something, Eric?
Really close.
You felt really close to God, yeah. Any other feelings come about? Is there any experience that you want to share? You maybe? No. All right. Well, for me, the same thing happens to me. I find that music really stirs something in me, and I feel like it's one of the ways in which I feel closer to God. And when we sing about Jesus and all that Jesus has done for us, it makes me remember and makes me feel closer to all. So all that is good. So I'm glad you guys liked Vacation Bible School and the music, because I know that that was a highlight for many of you as you danced and sang, but also the congregation loved when you shared that with them as well. So will you pray with me? Okay. Loving God, we are so grateful for children, for the open hearts that they have, ready to connect with you in so many ways, including music and dance. Be with them as they go about their week, keeping them safe and letting them know that you are with them through all the trials and tribulations as they begin a new school year. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Could you go sit with whoever brought you? All right.
University United Methodist Church's mission is to serve God's people, body, mind, and spirit. This is not always easy. Peter Swords likes the hymn, "Cuando el pobre," or in English, "When the poor ones," because of its vision of sharing with each other, even when it feels like there's not enough time, not enough energy, not enough money. Let us imagine this beloved community as we sing in English, or some of us will sing in Spanish.
Into a time of prayer, we want to be thoughtful about our many ongoing ministries and activities here at the University Church. Here are some upcoming opportunities to put your faith into action and help build fellowship and community. So one way to continue your faith journey, at the bottom of your bulletin, it's a Bible study with Pastor Alicia Wood and Ted. We'll co-lead a Disciple Fast Track Old Testament Bible study from 6 to 7:30 on Sundays, starting September 16th. And then a way to serve your music ministry. There are ringers being sought, so the church has a set of handbells, and we're looking for people to join. And the first rehearsal is 7 p.m. on September 17th, and you can reach out to Danny McGowan. And the last is a teach-in that will be on Wednesday, September 12th, and that is the blue half slip of paper in your bulletin. And last, the other insert is the Reconciling Ministries Network fundraiser.
So many things to be praying for and about. As we move, So many hymns seem to lead us to prayer. Gwen Tillipafe enjoys the hymn, Lead Me, Lord, because she is always looking to see where God is leading her next. If someone or something is on your heart today and you would like your prayer read as a part of worship, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle and let us remain seated and sing Lead Me, Lord. Let us settle our hearts in a time of prayer. Let us be in a spirit of prayer as we hold these prayer requests and ministries in our hearts and sing Amazing Grace. Laura Blair loves this hymn because of her mother, who loved to sing it. So please join me in singing Amazing Grace as a part of our prayer. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We will have a period of silent meditation, and then we will sing, Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Susan Dawson likes this hymn just because it's a beautiful song. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat, breathe in, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Remain seated as we sing. May the Spirit of God truly descend upon our hearts. May we be filled with God's love, loving ourselves as we love our neighbors. Please join me now in singing the Lord's Prayer and Albert Mallott's famous arrangement. Well, we only had one Christmas hymn submitted. As we sang Jesus' prayer, and as we think of his birth, even in a week when the heat index topped 100 degrees, it seems right to reflect on Mary's vision for the kingdom that Jesus' birth would bring about. I am reading from the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke, verses 46 to 55. You can find it on page 78 in your pew Bible if you would like to follow along. I'm reading from the Inclusive Bible. Mary said, "My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you, my Savior. For you have looked with favor upon your lowly servant, and from this day forward all generations will call me blessed. For you, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. Your mercy reaches from age to age for those who fear you. You have shown strength with your arm. You have scattered the proud in their conceit. You have deposed the mighty from their thrones and raised the lowly to high places. You have filled the hungry with good things while you have sent the rich away empty. You have come to the aid of Israel, your servant, mindful of your mercy, the promise you made to our ancestors, to Sarah and Abraham and their descendants forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Born a king, born a child, but yet a king. Stella Mastronardi tells us that she is a big fan of the Christmas hymn, He is Born. So let's sing it together. You can sing the refrain in French or in English.
Come to a time of Holy Communion. How exciting. I just want to say a few things. Number one, all are welcome to the table. We have grape juice and only gluten-free bread. All are welcome. When God's voice was ignored in the land, God brought the A game, the closing argument, maybe the last resort. God welded, molded, spun truth into a divine human being and set Jesus on the ground, a freedom fighter, a voice to speak realness to power, a voice to speak justice to empire, a voice for the most unheard, the most abused, the most maligned, the voice holy and relentless and persistent and raging with compassion and with peace. Thank you. God's A plan was Jesus. Jackie Sadowski says that the hymn, Because He Lives, got her through one of the most difficult times in her life. The words uplifted and encouraged her to go on. Let's sing this hymn together, seated as we recall the power of Jesus' voice in our lives. Let's sing together, Because He Lives.
Thank you.
I should have mentioned that there would be him singing through communion as well. So we continue on. God, our God, offers such immense acts of generosity and goodness that we simply cannot understand. So we simply join in the angels' praise and thanksgiving. Holy, holy, holy are you, God who calls us by new names. All creation praises. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes for this. Hosanna in the highest. The empire arrested Jesus while the religious officials looked on in silence and gave assent. As he prepared to be taken away, Jesus gathered the faithful around the table. In priestly disobedience and liturgical disruption, he took the food that was to be offered for the Passover meal. He blessed it in the name of Yahweh. He broke the bread. And called on God and the Spirit to enter in. He lifted the cup. And called on God to be and the Holy Spirit to fill it up. And the meal became an act of worship for a new way, a transformation from the old into the new. Without fear or hatred, Jesus shared it with his friends, reminding them to always to do this and remember. To remember that the fierce, forgiving, forever love of God will always be with us. God is always for us always. God feels so close that sometimes it seems it is just God and us. Rita Soufflaris asked us to sing In the Garden because it was her mother's favorite hymn. So let us sing this together as we continue our time with Jesus. Will you pray with me? Come, Holy Spirit, come. Simple gifts, and make them mighty for our sustenance. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Pour them into us, simple people, and make us righteous for the journey. We may be at our best when we are simple, simply loving Jesus and following his example. Sharon Smith says that the Spirit Song is her favorite hymn because the tune is so peaceful. Let us sing together the Spirit Song. as we prepare for Holy Communion, I just wanted to give you the logistics of this. As I said, all are welcome to the table. I would ask that our servers come forward as I talk this through, and then if you're not a server, our ushers will call you forward. So whoever our servers, come on forward and you get settled, and then I'll tell everyone. Okay, so with Holy Communion, if you are coming down this aisle here, you'll come down and you'll come to your first person, or the first server will have cubed gluten-free bread. You can take that, and if you'd like to eat that right away, you can eat that. And then further down, there's little cups of grape juice, and you can just drink the cup of grape juice and then put the empty cup into a basket, and then you can move out this way and back to your seat. You can also receive Holy Communion through intinction, which means you take the gluten-free bread, you hold it, and you go to the big cup, and you dip it, and then you can eat it, and then you go on from there. If you're on this side, you come up this way, and again, you'll have the bread and the juice and the basket, and then you go out that way and around. There are a couple other options this morning that you can take. Another is you can come up and receive Holy Communion and then kneel at the communion rail, which is behind us, as long as you would like. You can come up and just kneel at the communion rail if that's what you would like as well. And finally, we have the paper plate project over here. We did this last year. And this is for our pantry. And if you'd like to write something down as an answer to the question on the paper plate, they'll be collected at the end of the service, and we will give them to advocates. Okay, advocates in Albany. So those are our choices. All right, so let's just take a moment, and what I'm going to do is serve our servers, and then the ushers will invite you forward.
As we take communion today, we will be singing, "It Is Well With My Soul." Barbara Nunn tells us that she didn't know this song until it was chosen at her father's funeral. She then chose it for her mother's service. Remember that there are screens in both the front and the back of the sanctuary as you move through communion. That happens to be one of my favorite hymns also. Please be in a spirit of prayer with me. Blessed are we when we are rejected and persecuted and maligned if we dare to tell God's truth and share God's witness. Let us rejoice and be glad, warriors for the kingdom, bringing forth the beloved community, standing in solidarity with the prophets persecuted before, as they, in the same way, brought the justice and love and peace of God to the people. Amen. Father, Mother, Allah, Yahweh, Great Spirit, God is truly God to all people. Kirsten McGowan remembers the hymn, This Is My Song, because they sang it at her and Danny's wedding with families from many countries. She loves the sentiment for peace throughout the world. Let's join together in this song of hope and acceptance.
Committed persons have been worshiping here in this place for 150 years. You are now a part of this living tradition. Our response to God's infinitely generous grace can be no less than our own generosity. If you are a first-time visitor, we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest. Please don't forget to put your attendance slips, the yellow ones, into the offering plate as it goes by. Today we will be blessed in song by hearing Freedom is Coming, Jesus is Coming, and it is a pickup choir, I think I would call it.
And when you're comfortable, please join in and sing along. This isn't for us to sing at you. It's not a choir piece. This is meant for you to join us as soon as you feel comfortable. You'll see it's pretty repetitive.
Freedom is coming. As we offer our gifts and our lives to God, we answer God's call with confidence and join with generations of Christians singing, Are ye able? And answering, yes, we are. What Barb Cargill remembers about this song is that it was written by a fraternity brother of a longtime member, Forrest Whitmire. And Barbara Gilbreth says that it reminds her of wonderful experiences at Camp Altersgate. Let's stand in body or in spirit and sing together our doxology. Remain standing. Our prayer of dedication today was requested by three people. Here I am, Lord. Kevin Upcraft's favorite, Morgan Mastronardi, says it's been a favorite for her since she was young. And Ralph Beth says that despite having physical limitations now, he is still committed to being there as needed. So let us rededicate ourselves on being there for God as we sing together our prayer of dedication.
Our closing hymn today is God Who Stretched the Spangled Heaven. Isn't spangled heaven a wonderful image? It is a favorite of Jane Hubbard. She says she loves it because of the tune, which reminds her of 1800s camp meetings and the breadth of the message from the wonders of nature to hope for humanity. Let's remain standing and sing God Who Stretched the Spangled Heavens. What a journey we have had today. Let's show our appreciation for those who shared their favorites and a bit of their lives with us. I hope that one of these tunes gets stuck in your head this week and reminds you of God's love for us, reminds you of Jesus' sacrifice at the hands of the status quo for us, and emboldens you to embrace our mission to feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit here at University Church. Our benediction hymn today is Olivia Johnson's favorite hymn, Be Thou My Vision.
I hope you enjoyed this day full of singing, and next week we'll be back to the usual, and I look forward to seeing all of you there. Go now in peace to serve God and to love God's people. Amen.